Welcome to the Monday, October 24th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. In Weekend Diaries, we have one from Guy Pruneau about IPv6 and TCP dump. TCP dump works very well with IPv6. It can, for example, look at the 6/4 tunnels and all of that stuff. However, there are a couple of things to really remember about TCP dump and IPv6. First of all, whenever you're using the IP keyword, so IP and then offset something, that implies you're using IPv4. IPv6 and you have to use IP6 and some offset. Secondly, if you're filtering for protocols, the default proto macro will only match the protocol or next header in the IP header. So if you have extension headers, you may not see that there is a TCP header after these extension headers. If you really want to look for the last header, then you have to use the proto chain keyword. There's actually a bug in old versions of libpcap that can still be found, for example, on OS X, that will crash TCP dump if you're using the protochain keyword. Also, the protochain keyword cannot be used with these macros like TCP or UDP. You always have to use the protocol number, so 6 or 17. One of the problems that still remains in modern versions of TCP dump is that the maximum length of a filter is 4 bytes. If you're using the square bracket notation and then the beginning offset colon and the length, the only lengths you have is 1, 2, and 4 bytes. 4 bytes being 32 bits, but everything in the IPv6 packet is delineated at 64-bit boundaries, or for your addresses, even if 128 bits, you can still match addresses using the host and net macro. But let's see what we have in other news. Problem with the iPad 2 and its use of the smart cover to automatically lock and unlock the device. If you find an iPad 2 that's locked, what you can do is you open up the smart cover, then you press the power button. That will bring up this power dialog where you can power down the iPad. Now, don't power it down, just close the smart cover again, open it up again, then press cancel and you unlocked the iPad. One workaround is to turn off the feature where the smart cover is used to lock and unlock the iPad. Now, then you still have to lock it manually whenever you put the iPad away. And then a little bit of fallout from the Adobe clickjacking issue. Essentially, what happened there was that the Flash application that's loaded from Adobe's website in order to turn a camera on or off was clickjackable. Now, Adobe fixed that on their server, nothing you have to do on your client. However, what people kind of realized, that's nothing new really, is that it's up to Adobe what code they load on your machine and whether or not the camera is enabled or not. So that theoretically, someone who has control over the Adobe website, either legally via sort of a legal intercept request, if that would be possible, or illegally by hacking the website, would be able to turn cameras and microphones on and off on systems that are running Adobe Flash. The same, of course, would also be true for anybody being able to launch a man-in-the-middle attack against that site. Now, the site does use SSL, so you do have those protections depending on how much trust you have in SSL these days. And while we're talking about encryption, some researchers in Germany discovered a way to break encrypted XML text. What they did is essentially they're using sort of the standard XML encryption used in web services, and just by changing the initialization vector used for the block cipher, what they can do is they essentially then figure out, based on the error message coming back, whether or not the decrypted text included a valid XML message or not, or if there were invalid XML characters in that message, which of course then allows them to deduct details about the message. So interesting work, and they're going to present a paper about it. Not a lot of details about this other than what I just sort of described. And of course, not much you can do about it other than being ready to possibly choose a different encryption algorithm or whatever is recommended once the paper and all the details have been released. Anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.